We'll let you tell the joke, and if we laugh, you get a prize, and if not, we give out your phone number. Because then what you have to do is tell us that your mom is a whore and that she's having sex with Satan right now.
Hey, okay. Juan is a whore and he's having sex with Satan right now.
Who is?
John.
No, your mom.
Your mom. Mom.
Say your mother.
My mom is a whore and she's having sex with Satan right now.
Very good judgment. Have a nice weekend,
right.
John.
Thank you.
Carry on.
Bye-bye.
You take care now.
Bye-bye.
That was a little more serious than that's normally handled. It was very schoolmarm-like. All right, now say your mom is a whore and she's having sex with Satan.
Last call. Don and Mike. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
Hey, what about Rob Tidwell from the Cardinals and Jerry Maguire, number 81?
See, the thing is, that wouldn't count because they'd moved to Phoenix by then.
And I dig that about you, man.
That still is a great movie.
Yes, it was. Yeah.
Jerry Maguire still is a great movie.
Kenny Chesney loved it.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, that's right. You had me at hello. I forgot he wrote that queer song about her.
Kenny Chesney.
And the more I think about it, and last night when I watched Entertainment Tonight, I'm thinking I'm so stupid for thinking that marriage is going to last a year or whatever I said yesterday. I don't know. Which one of you guys had, like, that you thought they'd be divorced?
I had 6 months.
But whoever had had tomorrow,
right.
I want to change my vote.
You know, they're just weird enough, though, and different enough where maybe we're all going to be wrong.
Don't think so.
Listen to me. I'm such a good predictor of those things.
You're lucky in love, Mike.
Yes, tremendously.
Then it's a lock.
Yeah, it's a lock.
What am I saying?
Guarantee.
So am I. So am I.
Amen. Absolutely.
So are you.
I think we all are. Yeah. Everyone wins this time.
In our own way. Yeah. Thank you.
Hello, are you there? Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, I got some information on those Ghana names.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I used to work with a guy from Ghana. They not only have the 7-day-a-week name, but they have a tribal name and an English name for when they go to school.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you for the info.
Good. A little more complex.
Good to know.
All right. See you Thursday. Thanks. Bye-bye.
We all are lucky in love, and did you remember to bring in that fillet knife I needed to borrow?
I did. Did you remember to bring that flat hammer that I asked you for?
I have it in the car.
Hey, Don, Rob, you guys, boy, you got some sun this weekend. Jesus! Call 911. Oh, my God. Oh, no.
Yeah, we got to get that guy on the show so we can get rid of that
thing. Quick.
Okay, thank you. Quick break. Mike, you ready, George?
Yeah, you might say so.
How's your kidney?
Not good.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
And his grandmother, he says, thought love was a four-letter word. He often felt neglected.
I don't even think I had a raincoat or anything. I would just wear a sweater and it'd get soaked and I'd take it off when I got to school and Ms. Offa.
They didn't have money. They couldn't provide, right?
Well, I think you could provide a jacket. Even a plastic bag with holes cut out in it. They didn't offer that. You know, I wasn't asking for Gucci, man.
The Don and Mike Show.
He's great, all right.
They mean no disrespect to Orientals.
No.
Don and Mike.
No, we don't. But you can go to our website, you know. www.dynamitewebsite.com.
Dynamitewebsite.com have lots of things for the show.
Lots of good stuff.
Lots of pretty stuff. Hey. Like a big time coffee mug.
And your picture of Buzz Burbank. How you feeling, Buzz?
100%.
Hey, now you very rarely hear that from
that's,
our man.
That's, I mean, even when he hasn't been sick the day before, you don't get that 100% very often.
Glad to hear that, Buzz. I don't know if you guys all watched Primetime Live last night.
George
Lopez, as you know, has been ill and got a kidney from his wife.
When Ann matched, it alleviated all the stress in my life that I had somebody who loved me, who was the closest person to me, and who was going to save my life, and all I had to do was get to April 19th.
So, you know, we figured, why just play the tapes? Let's bring the guy in.
Yeah.
Oh, here you hey, George.
Hey, how are you?
What's happening?
I'm not too good.
Well, you were on TV last night. You're doing great, George.
Give me a break. All right, the George Lopez Show is great for all you guys. How are you? Have you been good? Has everything been going well with you?
You know, we're big fans of you, George, and we...
Oh,
we,
man, I had a rough moment just a few minutes ago. I didn't think I was going to be able to come on your show.
Why is that, George?
I was seeing blood again down there.
Oh, my.
Yeah, I'm a little concerned. I think I might be rejecting my new kidney given to me by my wonderful wife. How have you been?
Well, you know, every time we talk about you, we say how funny you are and talented you are.
Thanks so much. I appreciate that.
People really call and they say, well, listen, he's got the job because he's Hispanic.
Someone said that my head got so big because I have the new kidney. That's why my failing kidney basically caused my head to get so large that I was almost like outgrowing my body with my head.
Sure.
I knew I had a big head for a reason. I didn't know it was because of kidney failure.
See, most people cannot figure out why you're still on TV. I mean, for some weird reason, we look at Jim Belushi and we go, okay, I guess.
Maybe. But...
And we look at Mark Addy or the
Tony. Hey, congratulations. You've got Mark Addy on the show.
But a
you're
lot of people,
a smart guy, man.
A lot of people look at you, George, and they go, wait, what the hell? Why is that guy on TV?
It's a phenomenon, isn't it?
It is.
And I'm very happy to be here alive and being doing the show and not having the blues.
Yeah.
I really felt bad for a while. You know, I really had a rough time of it. It was really tough there. I said I would wake up in the morning.
Yeah.
And I would go down to my breakfast table.
Yeah.
And I'd say, man, I hurt so bad down there, right down there where my beanbag is.
Ooh. Oh.
And it really, really bothered me.
Sure.
And then I went to a doctor and he said, George.
Yes.
George, you need a new kidney. I said, Mio. Tell me I don't. Give me a break. Are you serious? Are you serious that I need a kidney?
John,
I couldn't believe it. I was frustrated. I was angry. I was just ready to. I was ready to get back into the gang.
Now hold on.
Yes,
this is a part of your shtick that I've never believed. I see, like, you on
my poor upbringing
on Comedy Central.
I did not even have a raincoat.
Listen, I don't know. I don't know what the name for a Hispanic Uncle Tom is.
Hey,
but it's you, pal.
All right, you're in trouble, Buster.
But it's you.
That's not nice. You could be kinder to me. I mean, my God, I am really lucky to be sitting here. Don't you understand that?
And so are we.
Oh, man, I tell you, if you keep talking mean to me, it'll be 3 days before your ratings go down.
And hold on. Let's check out this name again that you use.
He checks into the hospital under an assumed name.
Tom Ace.
Oh, what was that name? I was Tom Ace. That was my name. That was my medical name. Tom Ace.
Tom Ace. My kidneys used to hurt when I hit the lemons. Man, now I golf at the finest golf courses of all Los Angeles. It's fantastic. Mio, I do a great job. I really do. I said, hey, ¿cómo está? Nice to see you. Hey, all right, great. Yeah, here I am, George Lopez, wearing my fancy clothes, going to my fancy country clubs, and enjoying myself enormously. Now, I hope that kidney that was put in my body was the funny kidney. Because if it's the funny, I believe firmly that if you get an organ that's planted in your body from someone else.
Yes, George.
If it's a funnier organ than the one you have, you can be funnier.
I don't see how you possibly could be funnier than you've been on that fabulous George Lopez show.
Oh, my golf clubs, my golf bags are filled with clubs, golf balls, and fajitas. There's nothing like it. I tell you, it's great. Give me a break. That's the kind of humor you can hear on the George Lopez show. That's right. Hey, I woke up this morning and looked in my shorts, and they looked like they were filled with queso.
Oh.
My God. Boy, that kidney. We're going to what we're going to do. Let me tell you what we'll do.
Well, yes, what?
Because every now and then, you know, I get the blues. What I'm going to try to do is work my kidney problem into the show. And I think it'll be a comedy gold mine. I really will. I say, ay, Chihuahua. Boy, I've doubled over in pain again.
You know, in Hollywood, man, you know, if you're not well, they labor you damaged goods.
And then you
still got the content. You know, it's like if you go to the market and you see a can that has a dent in it. You know, nobody, you never buy the can with the dent.
Are you the
never
can?
Buy the can with
Are
the dent.
Are you the can with the dent?
No, you don't buy the can
hey,
with
Hey, you want to play kick the can?
Kick the can. No, let's kick the lemons in my backyard that I thought were golf balls. That's really funny. My house, we play poker with tortilla chips. It's a lot of fun. We really do. Would you like extra salsa on that?
May I
That's
ask?
Not salsa. Mio, it's my kidney again.
How many?
Wow, I've got a salsa dispenser down there.
Let's get down to the bottom of this whole thing with you and why you're on
TV. That's
where
I've been. I tell you, I've been at the bottom. Yeah. Hey, man, I've been at the bottom, rock bottom. You don't need to know how far down I've come from.
The blues?
The blues? Mm-hmm. I could tell you the story about the blues. when I had the raincoat. No raincoat. Pouring rain in Los Angeles, and I have to walk to school with not a raincoat on my back. You know how hard that was? My wife likes to put beans in my acne scars. What a great time we have. Yes, unrelated non sequiturs.
How many
yes.
How many cars on blocks are in front of your home right now?
Oh, man. You know, that's the stereotype that if you're talking about for real.
But if you
live in a mansion, man.
But
you want, if you want to fight, really, I could hit you. What do you want to say? Hey, I'm George Lopez. I'm going to hit you over the head with a chimichanga. Beware. All Mexican food references. We could stay here all day.
Is it true that in your estate in Beverly Hills, that there's all kinds of chickens and roosters walking around
there
in the front yard?
That's the stereotypes that have built my career. You're moving them in right now. Hey, watch out. My mailbox is shaped like an enchilada. Yes, very, very exciting. No, I love this. I love coming on your show, you know, because I can get behind the scenes and talk about some of my films and all my good times that I've had.
Films? What films have you made?
The only downside to my good health is many more years of staring at my cow wife. Give me a break.
All I wanted was a shot to either succeed or to fail, but I wanted my shot, a legitimate shot.
A legitimate shot. Yeah. That's more than anyone could ask for. Right. And I got it. And I did a great job, and now look where I am. People say, who's the guy you want to go to? Who's the go-to guy? It's George Lopez.
Yeah. You know why?
Yeah.
It's only because Cheech Marin, or whatever the guy's name is, we got sick of him on the show with Don Johnson.
Oh, Cheech Marin
and
is so yesterday.
And yeah. Ricky Martin, he
oh,
was
Ricky
here
Martin.
And he's
he was
gone.
He was a singer. He was a...
Yes, he was.
He was a singer.
Okay,
he's
on.
Not an actor.
Hold on. I've got my...
I'm glad I got here early. I had time to steal Buzz's hubcap.
What about...
I saw you vomiting that queso in the parking lot,
yeah.
Buzz.
You might want to wash those.
What about...
dangerous stuff.
Jimmy Smith.
Yeah,
there's a talented
man.
He can't
even hold my pinata.
He's more talented than you, Jimmy.
Are you kidding me? He's not more talented.
Sure,
I'm George Lopez.
He's an actor.
Jimmy Smith. It doesn't matter about Jimmy Smith. What matters is people know Lopez. I got a better Q rating than he does. People know my name now. Mio, I'm on fire.
G-Lo.
I'm on big time fire. I am a... Oh, man, I tell you right now... Que pasa? So exciting. I'm en fuego. That's what I was looking for. Thank you, Rob. And I really want to say that flat top does not give me the blues.
Thank you.
Are looking stunning.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And so are you, Don Geronimo.
How's Eric Estrada doing?
Eric Estrada. Yeah, now we're talking. Oh, boy, where's he, huh? Falling